voices at once. Welcome and too many to noises at once.
Episode 3
of the Arsoncast podcast. I am here with our guests, Alex.
I'm doing a giveaway for livers because Julio does not want to buy them. So if anyone wants some livers, I will.
And Neon. I mean, July. Same thing.
Otherwise known as the Foot Queen. DM me for foot pics.
And I'm Leah, and here is our host, Dom. Well,
you think I'm kidding? Half of my streamer, like half of my viewers on Twitch have a foot fetish. So
you know what? Do you know what?
DM me, and I will send you foot pics.
All right.
That is not a bluff.
I will make this wholesome. I'm gonna make this wholesome. DM me for cat pics for little cute cats.
I don't want cats.
You mean pussy cats?
Right. What's our first
something that was supposed to be wholesome into not wholesome?
Anyways. I'm just gonna clip myself saying, "Don, I know where you live," and then add it to my soundboard for every time you do something like that.
I have a list of subjects.
Don, what do you feel about Twitter?
That's my thing to ask.
Okay. I'm taking this over.
It's a cesspool. It makes me want to go to California where the HQ is and burn it to the fucking ground. Because every time I say goddamn
this or I will right.
Okay, time. Neon, what is your opinion on Twitter.com?
Twitter.com is a flaming garbage heap, but it's my flaming garbage heap and I call it home.
And Alex, what is your opinion on the website?
On Twitter?
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't listening for a bit. I heard strange noises outside of my door. Probably just the wind, but it could be a person.
Oh, and that's just me. Don't worry about it.
So, this podcast is on iHeartRadio. That's me, I think. I'm just reading off the list.
I like how you completely went over me. I didn't even get to say anything.
I did. You didn't. Okay, what's your opinion on Twitter?
Well, I think we are all aware that there's a big part of Twitter that is just a dumpster fire filled
That's
with...
That's my part.
It's called Twitter. That's called Twitter.
You mean the entire site?
Filled with pedos. For some reason, a lot of people that are doing self-harm, which is very bad. There's also, for some reason...
Which, by the way, on a very serious note,
why does that exist?
With a what fetish?
I'm not even going to repeat it. Go ahead and...
No, you repeat that.
You have to repeat.
No.
Go.
You know what? Fine, I'll repeat it. With a fetish.
That's me! Let's go!
if I hear that you're dissing feet, I will come over there and shove my feet in your face.
Okay.
If it's a fetish... Man.
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna jump around the list. Should we start?
We're talking about something serious. What were you gonna say?
No. Oh, right, you're not even going in order.
Oh yeah.
You're not
okay.
Even going in order.
So if you are feeling that you are like on my stream, I had a big long talk about this, like a whole uplifting message. I'm not gonna repeat the whole thing here. Just know that it's rough. It is rough, but it is always worth it, even if it doesn't feel like it. Just trust that you once thought it was worth it, so there must be a good reason why you thought that.
Here, let me say something. I can't guarantee that the world is a good place, but it is a whole lot better with you.
In fact, I can pretty much say the world is a pretty shit place, but it has good pockets. It has good pockets of places.
All right, we are going to move on. We're going to jump around the list. What is everyone's opinion on the new iPhone 12?
Oh, it's okay. So the design.
I'm out of this one. I'm an Android user.
I like.
Look,
the design, pog. Everything else makes me want to throw it off.
Twitter is not very happy.
It's not going to come with a charger, by the way.
Look.
It's not going to come with a charger.
It comes with a. It comes with
and
the cord.
Here, like, we ask the question. PlayStation 5?
Whoa. I still had more to say
Xbox
about the
Xbox X or PlayStation 5?
I was about to say.
Let us talk about the phones.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me just get one point out. Let me get one point out with an Apple versus Samsung comparison.
Okay.
With Apple, it sounds like they're not going to put in a charger, and it sounds like they're not giving you earbuds. Meanwhile, Samsung comes with earbuds, it comes with charging cord, and also a handy little USB plug-in that what it does is when you plug it in, you can stick like a different phone into it to charge it or transfer data. You can stick a flash drive into it. You can stick in an SD card reader. If it's, you can stick in a mouse and keyboard to it, for God's sakes. Like, they put in that powerful tool, and what's Apple do? They're removing things. And that is my TED
Talk. Yeah, I got
cool. Let me state my opinion now on phones in general. Okay, so basically, I don't really care much. I have three phones. Two of them are Androids, and one of them's an iPhone. I did not ask for them. I was given to them, and they're like already super used up and are actual garbage, all of them. But basically, I literally do not care which phone I am given. I'll just use it. It's a phone. I will say this, though. I am not going to pay an arm and a leg for a brick that has, like, a 1 hour where it only works for, like, year.
You cut out. Too much anger.
That they just add.
You cut out. But I think we got enough.
They make one just more expensive every freaking year, and all they add is like some basic thing, like a new camera. Wow, that is so awesome! I'm gonna sell all my orphan meat.
New camera is.
I will sell all my orphan meat for that phone. Give me that phone, orphan meat.
All right, we are going to move on to the next item on the list. Again, jumping.
I didn't get to talk. I got talked over.
All right, because everyone is talking over you. Speak, okay. Dawn.
Actually, before
Dawn, you may speak.
Okay, let's come up with a system. Okay.
I'll go down and ask each. That's what I've been doing. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. For whenever we do Dawn. Something. We should just go in order of our names and just.
This isn't my podcast anymore, cool. I guess.
We're going with Dawn. Dawn, what do you have to say on the new iPhone 12?
Okay, so the only good thing about it is the design. It looks pog, epic. It's cool. But it's stupid how they, like, taking the PowerBook out, that would make sense if they were still using USB. Because, let's be honest, everyone has, like, 50 billion USB books around their house. But they had to change it to where now it's a USB to Lightning cord. With who the hell has a USB-C PowerBook?
Mine does.
I have one.
Why don't you have USB ones?
Oculus Quest.
Oh, right. Well, I just have USB ones in the house, and the only USB-C one we have is because my sister's, so. This is pain. Also, it's stupid how they took out the headphones. Most because.
No! That's cringe and bass. Right. Is everyone done speaking? Has everyone gotten out with. Okay. What do you. Okay. Dawn, what do you think is better, the Xbox X or the PlayStation 5?
Well, Xbox X, but I don't give a shit because I'm not going to be able to get either because it took me 3 years after the Switch came out to get it. So I already know.
All
I
right.
Already know I'm never going to get an Xbox X or PS5, so what's the point of talking about it?
July, what do
about,
you think?
Sorry, all I can think about is how much. Oh, I. Xbox. Okay. I am not going to purchase any
Xbox
new console.
Xbox PS5. I'm guessing you have had a
good. Oh, no, my PC's awful. But I do have an Xbox sitting there. I just don't use it at all. I basically only have it so I can play, like, 4 games. 5 games, actually, but.
At least you actually have a PC. Mine broke.
Mine might as well be broken. Every 5 seconds, the disk usage will spike up and I can't use it. And it oftentimes happens during stream. And, well, let's just say it's not a pleasant viewing experience when things go wrong.
The only device I use is my phone.
I used to always use my phone and then I just stopped. Like, I'm using my phone again.
You know, if
now
you
I got a swanky new case for it.
Wait, we should probably let Leia and Alex talk about what they think.
You know, if you hiccup one more time, I'm going to think that you're drunk or something.
All right. Alex, you speak.
All right. So, I don't really care about consoles that much. The one I've expressed most interest in so far has only been the Switch. But yeah, I'll tell you my opinions anyway. So.
Oh, hold on. I have some counterpoints. Hang on. I have some counterpoints.
Freaking sucks. Is great.
Wait. Let me speak a second.
Counterpoint.
I have a few counterpoints.
Counterpoint.
You see?
Suicide.
What? No.
No.
What the fuck? No.
Such chaos.
I mean, what the?
We're moving on to the next topic.
I'm going
Should
to the
we?
I'll be right back.
Start. I also need to make more coffee because I'm kind of zoning
right.
out.
Coffee is great.
You know what? I'm also going to mute all of you because I don't know if you're going to say something on stream that's going to cause some problems. So I'm going to mute y'all.
Oh, we won't. I swear, we won't.
No, we're just going to be quiet for a minute. So am I good at this?
Yeah, you're Pog.
Thanks. This is my job now. Thanks for the podcast.
I can already tell. I can tell it'd be better if we weren't such chaotic messes, but...
Exactly. Like,
To be fair, the entire point of this is we're trying to make the most chaotic podcast ever.
It would be better if all of us were lying on the floor rotting.
You scare me, Alex. Your laugh is cute.
Don't say that!
Your laugh is cute.
No.
I am making adjustments to this list because I feel like it needs to be changed.
Did you just moan there? I heard you moan.
We're talking about
the Oreo thing again.
It's not that important.
I prepared a speech about gay Oreos next.
Alex, settle down.
Wait until Neon gets back.
Okay, but I made a speech, so don't you dare steal that from me.
Are we going to cut this intermission bit out?
Probably, but at the same time...
Okay, let's just put, like... And now to our sponsor.
No, we have the sponsor message at the end.
I
already have it recorded.
This podcast is sponsored by me because I'm the one actually doing the hosting here.
Actually, this is sponsored by Julio's Imports and Exports. They export all the organs you need. Most of them are from babies or orphans. So pick your favorite.
I mean, we could say whatever the fuck we want. This is getting cut out. I'm not going to say anything weird because this is getting cut out, so don't worry.
Oh, no, I'm lazy, so I probably won't cut it out.
I'll cut it out for you.
No, I'm the editor.
I'll edit it.
No.
Fine. Well, I feel like we should cut all this out.
Here's another thing I want to say about Twitter. Why is everyone so horny? Why?
I don't know!
Don't check my legs is all I'm going to say there.
Don, why?
I'm about to do that right now.
I'm furious. No, stop.
Don, you're like the horniest person I've ever met, and that is not good. I want to stab you so bad.
Get on my legs. I can tell you.
Interesting. 10 out of 10.
There's totally not finboy porn in there if you go down enough.
Yeah, no, I am.
You guys are currently getting Dawn eating a Saturday.
Also, did you see the image that I put on the group chat? How about you tell me your opinion on that?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
What's your opinion on it?
We do not discuss such topics on a holy podcast such as this.
Well, too bad, because it's actually sponsored by those M&Ms. What do you think about that? Don, what are your opinion on those M&Ms? Tell me right now.
Why are we sponsored? Who is sponsoring us?
M&Ms now, apparently.
Oh, like, yeah, we wanna put your fucking... No, nobody's gonna sponsor us.
Your grandma.
Us. Yeah, I'm not even a part of that.
You know what's funny? We never actually made an introduction for ourselves. That is something.
I did the introduction.
No, I said for ourselves. Like, we never really talked about ourselves that much.
Oh, well, I don't think we need to.
Yeah, good point. Wait,
actually, you said we wouldn't get sponsored, but this episode does actually have a sponsor.
Dawn is a thought. That's the only thing I have to say.
No, I am.
We're all thoughts.
I'm not. I have not given in to the horny, so haha.
Oh, damn.
I'm asking Jay if this is true.
Talk about the co-host, Alex.
You know, you can't.
Sorry,
ask.
Who?
What co-host? I'm the host.
No, you can ask Jay. Both. He will never tell you anything about our conversations, that I bet.
Shh. Time for the next
settle down.
Our feet.
No.
Oh, yeah, we were
for the next topic.
Gay Williams.
Should we start an ArsonCast Survival Minecraft?
Yes, please.
That would be interesting.
Oh my god,
that'd be really interesting.
Survival Minecraft.
Okay, so let me explain what it would be. Basically, it would just every time we have a guest, I'd ask for a username. They would be added to the group. I can't talk. Can I?
Survival multiplayer.
They'd be added. They'd be added
sim.
To the realm
to
and
the sim.
Chaos and wars. Wars would be allowed day one.
Uh-huh.
Yes. This is mostly because Addicts got banned from the SMP he got me invited to.
I'm back in an alt. No one knows who I am.
We are apparently... We've gotten on iHeartRadio. What is everyone's opinion on that? Dawn, you first?
Pog.
Is that all you have to say? All right, July. What do you think about that? What do you think, Alex?
I think feet, actually. That's my answer.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was reading the dumbest thing right now.
We're on iHeartRadio. What is your opinion on that?
You know what? What I read fits in really well with my opinion. So let me tell you right now what I read. Well, I'll be honest. I don't really understand, but I fell down this hill and I got glue on my hands. Now I got records on my fingers.
Isn't that fucking one song?
There's a platypus controlling me.
Isn't that one song?
I was going to say the entire thing, but I cannot stop laughing.
It's that one
There's
song.
There's a platypus controlling me, man.
All right.
I'm just sitting here eating.
What do we think about the gay Oreos?
I
prepared a speech. Please,
we're letting Dawn go first.
Let
you go last.
Order.
Alex, okay, you're gonna let everyone say your opinion first, and then Alex, you can do your gay Oreo communism speech after.
You'll
okay.
go last because you are last. Dawn, you go first.
The Proud Parent campaign is Pog, but yeah, that's really all I have to say is it's Pog. Gay Oreos, I want gay Oreos.
I think it's cool, but it is just, I mean, that's what
Hold
everything
on.
Is.
Would trans marketing. Oreos be called Dysphorios?
July, on to you. What do you think about the homosexual Oreos?
Boy, to try to see. Oh, look, we love the gay people too.
Exactly.
Like it's cool, but
no, stop.
It's cool,
No.
It's just a ploy.
Here's the real question.
I know more.
Why did they release it on October instead of?
Dawn, I know more than you.
When did they release it on October, though?
They released it on October to be like, how? We didn't release it during Pride Month. That shows we care.
It's out of the blue. It's unexpected.
It's a part of their strategy to get more people.
I'll be honest, I don't really
care. I want to buy
Oreos because they need rainbow eyes. I got records on my fingers. I want to buy. And I just can't stop. Don't stop.
Let me talk.
You've already spoken.
I can't stop. I got a platypus controlling me. What? I got a platypus controlling me. Now let me sum it up. It was a strange set of circumstances.
Even after the proud parent.
I fell down there. Oh, I got glue on my hands. Now I got records on my fingers.
Don't stop.
Welcome to
even after.
Well,
even
I would if I was able. There's a platypus.
Dawn is trying.
I can't help it. I love this song.
Dawn is trying.
I'm sorry.
To
I can't
speak.
Help it. All right.
Now go.
Even after the Proud Parent campaign stopped, they still kept posting LGBT shit. Like I'll post in the group chat right now. I think it was what day was it?
Oh, that's on fucking DMs. I just sent that to Neon.
October 18th.
Corporations are a platypus. The government's a platypus. Your teacher is a platypus. My teacher is a panda.
Remember, kids, corporations are not your friends.
And that's why I vowed to never become a corporation, unless I do. Okay,
LGBT community.
Society's a platypus. My parents are a platypus.
Oreos are a platypus.
The media's a platypus. It's all just propaganda.
I give up on talking. Okay, you guys can talk, I guess.
Right, I think it's just a bunch of marketing bullshit. And that's it. It's cool. It's cool. I'll give them that.
Thing is, who asked you?
This morning.
Me. Fuck you.
I put my window distance up. I still can't find who asked.
But what's your specific opinion on this?
The world does not revolve around you. I can say whatever the fuck I want. I don't need you to ask.
Oof.
Okay, Alex, say what you must about the gay Oreos.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to state my opinion, then I'm going to do the speech. So first of all, the trans Oreo should clearly be called the dysphorios. That is just clear. Second of all, now I'm going to do my speech. So hello, ladies and mental gen watching this podcast. I would like to inform you about gay Oreos. As you may know, the company for Oreo tweeted out a rather surprising announcement about gay Oreos. And I am very sorry to say.
I know. They are amazing, and you know you should buy them right now. If you don't, I will castrate you and decapitate your children. If you use eyeball size spy white,
Oreos are gross.
Still don't want to buy? Homophobe! Go fart yourself in the freaking chest! That's right.
Oreos are gross!
Gay communism supports gay Oreos.
Oh my god, that actually worked.
And communism is the true way to live. Gay communist Oreos order. For life.
Butchie! Order! Order in court!
Actually, I'm gonna give you a... Hold on, I'm gonna give you a copy and paste of my speech.
Oh god.
Let me just send it to you right now. There, you can read it. It's on the group chat. Oh,
God, I don't like this question. Let's talk about Twitter drama. Dawn, what drama have you been in, and what's the most stupid?
God.
I've been in so much drama. Literally, sometimes I'll just get dragged into drama because for no reason, I guess.
Can we just skip this question?
Yeah, I don't
want to
talk about Twitter drama.
I'm the host now.
There's
you can't control me.
There's been people who have fucked me over. There's been people who I like and don't like, and there's been lots of people.
We are not talking about this no more. All right. We have one more question left, and it's not a question. We have to talk about Alex, our co-host.
Oh, man.
One of the co-hosts now, because Leah is a co-host.
I am the permanent co-host.
No.
You're both co-hosts.
Please.
You're both.
I've been good. I did this entire thing.
Fine, but only if you answer me this question. So, since y'all are trans... Do you come from Transylvania?
Oh, dear God. No, I'm not Romanian. Thank you very much.
I just realized. Wait,
it's in Romania.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to do puns. It's my identity.
Former Austria-Hungary.
My pinned literally says bad puns and finger guns. That is me.
I agree.
Alex is the only one here who's not trans, I just realized.
Yeah, man.
All right. Alex, who are you?
So, first of all, Alex is what
most
people think. Alex is what most people think. Shut up. Alex is what most people think my name is. Of course, I am still running from the CIA and the FBI. And, you know, just basically the entire nation. So you can just call me Alex for now. Maybe in a year or so, I'll be somewhere in Estonia or something, and I'll tell you my new identity. But for now, I like to do art. That's something. Garbage art. I'm trying to become an animator. That
is good.
No, don't say that. It is garbage.
Art made of garbage or art itself is garbage? Are you painting pictures of trash bags?
The art itself is
right,
garbage.
I'm going to mute myself because it's ready for a battle again.
No.
Right, we are about to end.
No, here, I'm going to show you guys some of Alex's art.
No, don't!
He made...
He actually made some for the podcast.
Oh, no, shit.
Where is that?
I'm trying to be a friggin' animator, but of course I'm never gonna do that because my art is trash and will forever be trash.
Shut up. Your art is so good. Your art is so good.
You know, I want to do commissions at some point, but if you keep on saying these lies, I'll never be able to.
I will commission you. I'll commission you. I will give you money. They made this.
If you,
that's the only one they have saved.
Stop, please. Stop it.
And they made their profile pictures.
Yes, I make all my profile pictures.
It's very nice.
It is not nice, man.
I feel bad for... I feel bad using all of the profile pictures I use because I just get them for free and it feels bad using them for free.
Look at
honestly,
mine.
I cannot use a profile picture that is not either mine or isn't a meme.
Look at mine.
Either have to make it or it has to be a meme.
I'm a meme.
Leo's profile picture is pog.
Hey, welcome back, and
I love how that's the first thing you
that
say.
That is, well, we are going to go into our sponsor, but that is
Wait, are we supposed to have time for today.
What do you mean that's what we have time for? We can go on for longer. We can just find new topics. We can murder Julio and finally get my orphan meat.
Right.
We're sponsored by Anchor, the app we're using.
Oh God,
right now.
Oh God, I ran out of air there for a second.
Should we end the episode or should we continue?
36 minutes isn't enough.
Hey, go to twitter.com slash
no, continue forever.
Google Master July and DM her if you want foot pics.
All right.
Or don't.
So,
and also go to oceancast.onuniverse.com to see what places you can find us on.
Follow my main account for trash tweets and follow my alt for trash art. That's about it.
Nobody knows who I am, but all of you fuckers
you can listen
know my
to us on iHeartRadio, apparently. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker.
I like the image you posted. It's just my name.
Don, I just realized you're following my art account. Why?
Because it's art. Art is good.
Because Pog. Your art is good.
Like, art in general is good. Like, mine is not.
No, your art is
right.
Good.
All right.
Who the hell? Like,
is there anything?
It says that I have 7 followers, but I can't. Oh, never mind. I found it.
Is there anything?
Okay, so are we... Are
yes, we are ending and...
Actually, wait. We didn't talk about all the subjects.
We talked about all the subjects.
No. Okay, let me grab my list.
I am looking at the list right now. We went through, we went 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
we skipped 4. I don't want to discuss that. We did 5, 6, 7, 8. We're not doing 4.
Yeah. Twitter drama.
Wait, what's the drama one? Oh, yeah. Can I just talk about the
Go for it, I guess.
Yes, and that will be our closing.
I talked about it last time in episode 2, but basically, I found out I was blocked by someone who, first of all, they literally were asking you to pay to get unblocked. Literally, they were asking you to pay up to $125 to get unblocked, which, that's scummy as shit. So I tweeted about it, and they sent their 3,000 followers to report me, and I got banned. Stupid as fuck. And also, I found out afterwards, because I was like, okay, I'm done with the drama, but I just got asked. How many people do you have blocked? They have 1.5 million people.
What is the point?
Jeez.
I'm not gonna name them because if I do, they'll probably send their followers to get this podcast.
They're probably gonna do it anyway. Let's be honest.
Oh, can I also?
Let's make a police investigation.
Yeah, I'll name them anyways. Hadlock36, you're a piece of shit.
All right. That has been the third episode of the ArsonCast podcast. I would like to thank everyone here for coming on to this.
I am not a psychopath.
I might be.
Just to clarify.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So,
I've never been a psychopath.
You talk
about...
Never
be.
And...
Totally. They left me like 5 seconds.
Thank you for listening.
First of all. Psychopath is merely a label. Second of all, it is a label that I do not fit.
Oh yeah, so you don't fit that.
I do not. There is nothing wrong in my head. I am completely fine. I am a normal citizen.
I am a normal human being.
I want to mention something else. Speaking of insane, I want to say. Speaking of insane, one time my mom got sent to an insane asylum for a joke.
because some people ask her if she has voices in her head, and she jokingly said, "Yeah, I hear them telling me to kill people all the time." Stood up in a mental asylum for 5 months after that.
I learned Spanish so that I could go to Mexico if the police ever caught up with me.
Dude, if I find out cops coming to my house, I'm just gonna start screaming until they should come in.
Honestly, that's actually not true. I know Spanish because I am myself Mexican. I like tacos. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to. Thank you for listening, and we will see you.
Actually,
I don't know.
I know Spanish, I can say something that none of you will have any idea what it is.
Oh, God.
So, Don, here's the messages for you.
Okay,
you have to decipher it.
Te
voy a puñalar en esta noche, y te vas a desangrar lentamente, y vas a sufrir mucho. Voy a asegurarme de que animales coman tu cuerpo.
I've maybe picked out five words in there, and that's it. I did not nearly get enough for any context clues.
All right.
Were they? Do any of you understand what apuñalamiento is?
Probably not good.
It is stabbing. I said I would stab Dawn tonight and have her.
Yeah, I heard animal night and a few other words. I heard, yeah, okay. I was able to say some bits, just not the important bits. I thought you were going to tell everyone to have a good night. No, okay.
And now,
voy a asesinar a todos ustedes, pero sí, tengan una buena noche.
Thank all of you for listening.
Díganle a Julio que me dé mi carne de huérfano,
can I just
por favor.
Get the fucking outro.
And now, let's go to Julio.
Dame
tu
carne.
Julio, dame tu carne.
Julio, la carne. Okay, be quiet for a second. This has been the third episode of the Arsoncast podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. Okay, we did it. Everyone.
Anyways, have an amazing day. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.